Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Using the body as your primary resistance during exercise is nothing new. However, you know, as they say, everything old becomes new again, and so people are looking at resistance by using their own body, calling it body leverage training, and my guest is Dr. Mike Bracco. He's the director of Dr. Bracco's Fitness and Hockey Institute. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about body leverage training. What is it? I mean, it comes in all sorts of packages, but yet it's really just basically your own body.
Yeah, it's literally lifting, pushing, pulling your own body weight and trying to figure out, how can I make it harder? How can I make a push-up harder? How can I make a pull-up harder? How can I get strength, power, and endurance just by using my own body weight?
So people say, well, that's not enough to get, you know, to get really a good workout. But, I mean, I would challenge them. I could put anybody through a workout like that and make them so sore they can barely lift their arms and legs the next day.
Yeah, Melanie, we could kick their butts by just doing just body leverage training. We say no equipment, no problem. Yeah, you can get an unbelievable kick butt workout just by using your own body weight.
And even if you're a light person, our own body weights are all, you know, they're all to each of us enough resistance. I mean, I have a daughter that is just 60 pounds. She's a peanutty little tiny thing. But when she does planking on the ball and she's using her own body weight and roll, she can roll her arms like almost out straight.
Yeah.
It kills me because her abdominals are like a board. So let's go through some body weight exercises that you think are really, really great. And even talking about push-ups and some good old-fashioned exercises.
All right. So that's a good place to start with push-ups because it's one of the kind of the staples of a lot of exercise programs. All right, so you can do a regular push-up with your hands just like about shoulder width apart, but you can make the push-up a lot harder by bringing your fingers and your thumbs together. We call it a V push-up, and there's actually research to show that gives the muscles a better stimulus. You can make a push-up even harder by bringing your fingers together, not your thumbs, but your fingers together so your elbows are straight out to the side. The fourth way you can make it harder is by putting your feet up onto a bench or your feet up onto your training partner's back. So you can do that. Okay, then anytime you push, you got to try to pull so that you are doing equal and opposite reactions with the body. And so with a pull, you can go to a playground, you can get on the monkey bars, and you can try to do pull-ups. But you can also modify the pull-ups by putting one foot up onto another bar so that you don't have to pull up your entire resistance. I did a playground workout yesterday, and what I do is I get on the monkey bars, and I'm almost like horizontal, and I'm pulling myself up, so you can get a good pull that way. But if you have a training partner, you hold on to each other's hands, and you pull and resist. That's a great workout because you're pulling, but it also is a compound exercise. You work in your core and your legs as well.
Like you say, I mean, you can find equipment anywhere. If you're a person who likes to go out walking, you can just grab onto a tree trunk that you know is stable and do your pull-ups. Now, pull-ups, let's just talk about those for a minute because not everybody can do them. Yeah. It's quite difficult to do your first one, but how do you get that first one in? You know, how can somebody get started in an exercise where you are lifting your entire body weight up?
Okay, you somehow start at the top. Like start if you're on a tree branch or if you're on a monkey bar, start at the top. Get yourself up to the top and then just let yourself down. Use your legs to help yourself up and just let yourself down. So you could probably do 10 like negative or eccentric or just going down pull-ups. But then if you have the ability to get your legs up onto something, then you can help with your legs a little bit. And you could easily pump out like 10 pull-ups or 10, you know, hanging pull-ups. So it's just a matter of modifying it by helping with your legs.
Love that. Now, what about legs? Lunges, back lunges specifically, happen to be one of my very favorite exercises ever. Okay. So speak about legs, ways that you could use resistance, you know, use your own body weight for resistance with no equipment.
Well, if you're doing a double leg squat, then that's real hard. But like you said, a lunge. So it's better to use like one leg at a time. So do that, do the lunge, but don't alternate legs. Just do go forward or backward with the right leg, come back up, right leg, come back up. But you can also do like a single leg squat. And one of the things that I do is I just, for balance, I just hang on to a bench or something, and then I'm pumping out like 20 to 30 single leg squats. And by the time I'm done, like my glutes and my quads are burning and I'm getting a good workout. So I think the point there, Melanie, is instead of using two legs, use one leg if you're just using the resistance of your body.
Wow, you know, I love that one-legged squat idea, and even working the balance portion of it helps to work your body. Now, people see some equipment out there, TRX, they see these sort of leveraging equipment, things that are suspended, but that they're still using their own body and pulling against something. So speak about some of that equipment that's out there.
Well, I mean, it's cool equipment. It's great because you can take it anywhere. If you travel a lot, you can take it with you into hotel rooms and attach it to a door and get a good workout that way. You can. One thing that's really important in training or body leverage training is your ability to push, but you're also your ability to pull, like with your upper body. And this is really important for women in terms of maintaining bone mineral density, is that pull, which eventually gets into the thoracic spine, the middle of the spine. So all these sling type of workouts are really great because they're fun, they're innovative, and I mean, it's like we were talking about before, you can get a kick butt workout with them.
Okay, now, so you've got no equipment, you've worked some quadriceps, you've worked some hamstrings, you're doing these squats, and I also like walking squats, just side walking squats down, you know, you get some adductor work that way, plus you get your hamstrings. People see the standard calf raise. Age-old question, do you do it off a stair or don't you like people to go that low?
I would do it off a stair. You just get a larger range of motion. And I always talk about getting maximum benefit from an exercise. And if you're doing it off a stair and going down lower, you're probably going to get maximum benefit from the exercise because you're going through a larger range of motion and you're working the muscle and you probably will fatigue quicker and then the muscle gets a better workout.
And what about triceps?
Triceps. Well, let's see. I was talking before about modifying that push-up so that you have your fingers together and your elbows are straight out to the side. Although it works all the muscles that produce that movement, like the chest and the front of the shoulder, it really focuses on the tricep. But you can actually work the triceps by using your own resistance of your own body so that you have, you're holding, you've got one hand over top of the other. So let's say, for instance, you have your left hand over top of your right hand. And what you're going to do is you're going to resist your hands coming up and resist them going down. So if you have your left hand on top and your right hand on the bottom, you're using the bicep of the right arm and the tricep of the left arm.
Cool.
Yeah, and you can get kind of a pretty good pump by doing that. You really have to be conscious of how much resistance you're giving to yourself, but
yeah,
by yourself, like if you're on the road and by yourself, which I do quite a bit, you know, you can get a pretty good bicep.
It's almost like arm wrestling yourself, you know. You can kind of give yourself a little arm wrestling, and then there's also dips. You can do dips off a stair, legs straight out, arms on the stair, lowering your tush down to the ground, back up, back down, back up. You know, and that's kind of a good one. So, you know, these are the exercises that you can do, listeners. You can do things that don't involve absolutely any equipment, as Mike Bracco says. No equipment, no problem. Your body is equipment enough. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. If you missed anything on this show, get your pens and papers ready. Listen to the podcast. You can download it on demand or on the go anytime you want at RadioMD.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Boy, I say that name a lot. Stay well.